the Grand Inquisitor.
You fought well yesterday. Your style is unorthodox.
The Grand Inquisitor.
Okay, and you know my favorite line. Tell me what I said that's factually incorrect. You know that's my favorite line.
Mm.
Tell me what I said that's factually incorrect. Next thing you know, you a nigga, you a this, you a that, motherfucker, ain't nobody wants you anyway. What the fuck are you talking about? How you doing, Sly? What's that? Oh, don't worry about it. You good. That's get the fuck away from me shit. This entitlement shit. I can do and say whatever the fuck I want to do, but you can't say shit to or about me, because if you do, it's bashing, and I'm a strong black woman. Get the fuck out of my face and take your strength with you.
Well, even to the flip side of that, for some odd reason, I guess the fellas don't think that I'm sensitive to their plight and their issue.
I'm overly sensitive.
How can I not? I got issues. I pay child support. But, you know, so I know what that stress is like. But at the same time, the problem that I have with women, I don't have the, I'm a whole goddamn married man. So that pretty much nixes a lot of shit out. I don't have the problems that some dudes have.
And some dudes don't have the problems that I have.
Right. So there's an irrespecter of,
problems, because man, everybody is interchangeable pieces the way I see it. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It just seems there's an irrespective of our position, because it's like, I get it. Dating must be rough for you guys. And these women out here, you can't trust. I get it. I don't have those problems. I haven't had those problems in a very, very long time. So is it me, or is it something you guys are not doing right?
No, you know, we just cut from a different cloth. Okay. I got a good one for you. I got a real good one for you. Ooh. Now, you know I'm going to make some Negroes mad with this one, right? It's not intentional, because I want to get Kaya, I haven't timed out any. See this shit? Why are you going to say that I timed you out? Y'all scroll up, because see, the mods can see who time.
And
see who name on there. So now look here. I don't know who you are, young lady, but
this is not a good time right now.
I don't know who you are, young lady. I did not time you out. I don't even know who you are. Okay, now it's someone did. So, but the first person that came out of your mouth was me, and you don't even know who the fuck I am. Sly, I don't know who this person is. I have no idea.
I've never seen it before. Ever since this shit popped off, man.
I don't like you. Okay, since you say I don't like you, good. Let's stay with that. I don't like you. I'll deal with that. I can live with not liking you. Sly, dig this shit. Renzo. Fucking with me, that's my dog right there. Now we know these type of guys. We've all seen it, and even TV portrays them too. Then they fuck dudes up. You see a guy, okay, he suspect his chick got somebody on the side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he doing his investigative work and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Find out she do have somebody on the side, right?
Mm.
And who's the first person that you can tell? Two different type of men, actually three. Different type of men. They always go up and you want to jump on the dude. The dude want to jump on the, look, get this. And the dude want to jump on the dude. He gonna walk right past the woman that lives in his house to jump on the dude.
Yeah.
You just walk past the problem. Now, I ain't saying he should just start punching her upside her head, because if you don't hit me, It's the only way you're going to get, as a female, the only way you're going to get hit by me is I'm returning fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I can honestly say in my life, the only chick that I've ever hit without her hitting me first was a chick that tried to cut me with a knife. And she pulled it out of her damn purse. Looked like one of them damn Friday the 13th knives. And she, what the fuck did you get that knife? And bam! And that was it. I changed her hair. Her hairstyle changed twice before she hit the ground.
Mm.
She took a straight left right on the chin.
Mm.
So I guess I was supposed to stand there and let her cut me with a knife, right? But anyway, the dudes that'll walk right past the chick and bark at the dude, you ready for this slide?
Mm-hmm.
He'll take her back.
Oh, every time.
Now, the dude that just walks straight up and her motherfucker, wait a minute, got the, you know, who the fuck is this? Going Bill, wait, I'm a dude, I'm pulling up, I'm about Bill Withers, you know who Bill Withers is. Cue it, Bill. Dadgum it, who is he and what is he to you? Because I'm hit the kick it a couple more bars, Bill. Let's get this shit going. Look here, dude. I don't know who you are. I don't even care. But this, yeah, I could have taken that knife in between the second and third rib. Fuck that. Why am I gonna risk getting cut? I think I hit her just as hard as I would when I used to, with my little year of amateur boxing. I know I hit her. And the thing is, she know I was amateur boxing. Why are you going to pull a knife on a dude that's a soldier that trains every day and you know boxed amateur for a year and the motherfucker been playing football since Pop Warner? What the hell would you, what did she think was going to happen?
Did you turn your hips into the, did you turn your hips into the punch?
Oh man! The thing is with me, when I'm going left, I rotate first and then I extend.
Yeah. Okay.
Bam! And right on the button. That's what we call the button, the chin. That's the snooze button. That's the snooze bar, right there. Bam! If you ain't used to getting hit, you don't want to do battle with a motherfucker that had the hit. That's what you done.
Yeah.
Sly. My thing is, then you got the other, because you got the dude that'll go to the dude and threaten to kill the dude or try to shoot the dude or try to jump and fight the dude. Then you got the dude in the middle that's more like, look, dude, I don't know who you are. Oh, and then these new black chicks, these BTs, these new series, I'll agree with Tommy. These ain't humans. These are fucking machines. You see them?
Yeah.
They fight, throw each other down, roll them over with a car. That bitch just bounced right back up. Boing, 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 boing. And look, they just hit her with a car. And she bounced right.
I've seen that.
I don't want nothing to do with her. But then you got the guy like me that go like, look here. I don't know who you is, dude. You heard Bill Withers. As soon as you heard Bill Withers grab the guitar, you should have known what time it was. Okay, this what you need to do. You need to take her with you. And I tell her, because you don't belong to me. This is true. I ain't saying you belong to him, but I'm saying you don't belong to me. Now, I don't know where you're going to stay, but you ain't staying here. I don't want to talk to you. There is no... baby, please, this, that, and other, da-da-da-da-da. Oh, and you know, it's always the dudes. See, Sly?
Yeah.
What meeting my needs, Sly? Okay. Well, I ain't gonna meet your needs now, so you may as well leave. Right?
Right.
I mean, bye. Wait a minute. Let me change your name right now until you move out of my house. Your name, Felicia. Bye, Felicia. Bye, Felicia. Dude, take her with you. I ain't fighting you. I ain't fighting her. I got shit to do. I got a sick truck that got a damn $30,000 engine put in it 6 months ago and it just dropped the fucking rod. Mm-hmm. That's what I was doing. I got Nick problems. You know what I'm saying? Because unless this bitch know how to pull the engine out of this motherfucking truck and put another one in, right now you are of no value to me. Mm-hmm. Right now you're just increasing my blood pressure. That's bad. Then the third guy, Sly, the third guy is the guy that walk up and catch them both. First thing he do was fly him, fly her upside her motherfucking head, not pull a weave off, pulling her nails out. He got his foot on her throat. He looking at the dude, and he done drew, say something, say something.
Wow.
Hey, that's what I thought, nigga. That's what I thought, stupid bitch. Then you got that guy. So you got the guy all the way from this to me in the middle, then that guy on the other side. Now, Sly, I will say this. I've never experienced it, but I know me. And I know I'm a different kind of... But the only way I can see say something to the dude is if I knew him.
Okay. Gotcha.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, the only way I can see me saying something to him, you know, I'm, dude, really? Really, dude? Really? I said, man, if you wanted it that bad, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, shit, ain't no shortage of this shit. Sly, can I say, ain't no shortage out here, Sly?
Yeah.
There is no shortage. There just isn't. But if I knew the dude, especially if me and him were close, that would be painful. That would be painful to me because I trust, you know what I'm saying? I put my trust in you. And the sad part is, some years ago, a dude that I was super cool with, his old lady tried to make it seem like her sister was trying to get at me, and turned out it was her trying to get at me. And mm-hmm. I told him. And I said, now, dude, how you want to handle this? Because I love you like a brother. Me and you have been to combat together and shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You tell me how you want to handle this. And I don't mean as in doing something, because fuck that. I ain't got them problems. I ain't thirsty like that.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? You tell me what you want me to do and I'll do it. And he told me and I done it. And they gone. And whatnot, he ain't on paper, no child support, no none of that shit. So good. I helped the brother out. But Sly, there ain't no shortage out here. Now it may not, okay. Hey, what's up? Keep it techie. Techie smart man, that's that hood smart brother.
Yeah. With the front and everything.
Oh, well, I'm telling you, I've been sub to Keep It Techie.
I did the other day too, yeah.
And I've been sub to him, and I done the thing. It was me, him, and BATV. We okay. done the thing. We done a couple of them. And I watch his channel, and he be telling me how to do certain shit. And I be like, Techie, so look, my brain can't process it as fast as you throw it out. Cause I'm working on, you know, doing Linux. I've been using Linux for almost 20 years, but I'm nowhere near.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't even close to him. But bruh, even though I said, look at it like a car. And then dudes and chicks get mad when I say this, like they don't do it. I said, dude, ain't no shortage of chicks out here. Ain't no shortage of pussy out here. Mm-hmm. And chicks know ain't no shortage of dick out here.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be the one you want. Okay, Sly need another car. What your dad made you get rid of that car. Your dad.
I'm like, yo, the fucking runs. No, kid, you need to get rid of it and I'll give you mine. Motherfucker, I'm grown. I'm a man.
And you sold it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Damn, that's
what I'm telling. No,
I
don't think I had much of a choice.
My daddy dead, and I still won't tell him no.
Yeah, I don't.
But you got these like this here. Okay, Sly, I need a pickup truck. What do you want, Nick? I want a Dodge crew cab turbo. Well, I'm describing the truck I got. Dodge crew cab turbo diesel, four-wheel drive with the long bed. And it got to be either blue or silver. And I need, I want the Lone Star package, the Lone Star Edition package with the trim level. And while I'm doing that, you looking at me like this. And I'm like, what's the matter, Sly? I got an F-250. It's over there. It's an extended cab. It's not even a fucking diesel. But it get your ass to work. Take the fucking keys. Carry your ass to work. But Sly, take the fucking keys. Carry your ass to work. And you know what I'm going to do? After I kick some rocks,
yeah,
I'm going to take the keys.
And I'm carry your ass to work.
And I'm going to go to work. That's what I'm going to do. And you know I'm going to wait till I get in the truck to start talking shit about you, right?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Bam, and start the truck up. And wave like, thanks, Sly. Who's that there in the corner? Fucking Sly, I hate that motherfucker, man. Got me driving this goddamn
Ford.
You know, next thing I know he gonna want me to wear a Ford t-shirt or some bullshit. Wow. What the fuck is this? But chicks do this. Look, this may not, if you one of them dudes that just gotta have a chick. Me, I don't, if I do, fine. If I don't, fine. Because I always got Nick shit to do. Okay? Nick plate, I need sideboards for my fucking plate sometime. Mm-hmm. Get, okay, this ain't the truck I want, but this truck could get me by.
Yeah.
And then chicks get mad. Some, not all, but you know, chicks get mad. Like they don't do the same motherfucking thing, Sly. Like they don't do the same motherfucking thing, Sly.
Pretty much.
They do. They do.
Well,
a chick or get a dude. This is her band-aid dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he is. Now, who knows? It may develop into something else as time go on, but this is the get me by dude. Have you ever had a chick leave a dude for you?
Yes.
Okay, now there you go. Now, she left. She was with him. They swapping bodily fluids and shit a couple of times a week, probably, right?
Yeah.
And as soon as Sly come in, and you know, that second step you got to lean for, and you know, you got to go forward. Hey. Yo, chill, baby. I catch you on the flip. Lord. And then people like, what's wrong with Sly Lay? You know,
because I'm the only one that hears the fucking theme music. That's why.
Once they heard the theme music, they should have known what time it was. And know what I would have been? I would have stood there and done this. Really? I would have looked at the camera as you walked past. I would have done this and look back at you when you holding your cape over and shit. I'm like, Sly, it's 80 degrees. Why are you wearing a cape, nigga?
Oh shit.
Now she left him for you to get with you. He was the F-250 extended cab. You was the crew cab turbo diesel that she was waiting to roll up. Chicks do it all the time, but they only tend to have gums about is when a man does the same thing she does. You think a whole bunch of single mamas is married to dudes with no kids that they really wanted him? A lot, something, you know. Now, know what this motherfucker is? This motherfucker is willing to accept me and some other motherfucking nigga's kids, that was some other nigga that was fucking me and made kids in me, and he willing to accept them and me. So that means he's willing to deal with some form of fuckery. He knows he's gonna deal with some bullshit, mm-hmm. and he's game for it. Mm-hmm. She's going to take him. Because the one that she thought was going to deal with it and take didn't. That's why she have kids and she don't have him.
Damn.
They ain't ready for this shit, Sly. They ain't ready for this shit.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Day rate for me anyway. Go ahead.
Off your point.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that these guys would view men who do it?
Archie will. See?
Well, why would men who do this get the backlash that they do? Why? I've never, ever heard of
it. They stand for it. You know what the mud seal theory is, right?
Refresh my memory, please.
They know the mud seal theory. Okay, and without going, she know how much he'll take.
Okay.
She knows how much he'll take. And she know not to let that water go over the levee, because when it goes over the top, then it goes,
yeah,
okay. It goes over the top. She's gonna keep it right below. She's gonna keep it right below Spencer. And somebody told me a lot of these niggas is one blow job away for taking her back.
All the time. I believe that. Definitely.
Now the thing with me, I'm the closest thing to a prude that you'll see without being a prude. I can't take no, you know, I can't do random sexual acts with a chick that I ain't with. Mm-hmm. I can't.
Right.
Well, hey, you look like you got a big one. Want me to suck, bitch? Get the fuck away from me. What the fuck you talking about? You better go on somewhere. I got somebody that do that. I'm good. You know what I mean? I got that. I'm good. But, bruh, they let them do it. They let them do. Okay, she tell. Y'all can't do what we do. You do what we tell you to do. No. No. Hey, and now I'm Gandalf. Boy, say, you shall not pass. He broke the whole bridge with that staff. Yeah. Damn. I need one of them. Can we get them on eBay or something?
You know, you never know. You never know.
Sly. These dudes, I always say, and people get mad at me when I said, but it's just my opinion. I said, lady, if you don't have any kids, you shouldn't be dating or fucking with a dude that got kids.
Okay.
And I say, dudes, if you ain't got kids, you shouldn't be fucking with a chick that got kids. Now, see, the chicks is cool with me saying it for them, but they ain't cool for me saying the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just like my nephew, the little girl, I said, wait a minute, she got, I said, who is that? Oh, that's her son. I said, I said it right in front of her face, get rid of her.
Wow.
Get rid of her. What? Hey, number one, is my motherfucking house. This is my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because once you cross Wheeler, once you came up that driveway off Wheeler, you belong to me. Fuck, what's she gonna do? Bitch, you can get in that Hyundai and ride the fuck off.
Oh, Lord.
Granted, it was that new
fancy. The Genesis?
I don't know, but it looked good. I didn't know it was a Hyundai until I saw the logo on it.
So you saw the wings on the front, right?
Yeah.
That's the Genesis line. Yeah. They've come a long way, but it's still a Hyundai. It's
an oval, like, with a slanted.
Yeah. Still a Hyundai, though.
Yeah, right. It's still
at the end of the day, we're like, it's still Hyundai.
but I told him, I said, man, get rid of her. And I said, who did she adopt? That's her cousin, that's her little nephew, that's her son. I said, man, get rid of her. Get rid of her. I said it right there to their face. Ain't no need of going no further. I ain't saying you can't come in and get a plate and you can take a plate for her and little man, and she can get the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of her.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't allow that type of fuckery around here. Understood. I don't.
Gotcha.
So, and I mean, dude, you 24 years old. You've never been married. You're an oil field worker. I got him a job at Baker Hughes straight out of high school.
Nice.
I got him a job at Baker Hughes straight out of high. Now, he only, I say 24, he is 24, then he's 25 now. He 25 years old, and he's been working for Baker Hughes for 6 years.
Man,
hey.
That's.
I literally hand carried my nephew and two of my cousins in, because I was a contractor for Baker Hughes then. Mm-hmm. I knew everybody. I literally, because you can't get into Baker Hughes. Dog, you ain't just going to walk up. Ding, ding. They're going to be like, who are you? I took them in with me, went up there. I had to turn in some invoices and shoot the shit. And I know my boy was up there and he was a EO, but he knows everybody up there. And I said, look, man, I got three worms for you. Because this one, the Eagle Ford, was booming down here. Mm-hmm. I said, I got three worms for you, man. Because that's a worm, that's an oil field term. You a deckhand. You a nobody. You a worm. And there's a joke. They give you a tennis racket to walk around out on the oil field site with. Now, people say it's a form of humility, but we want to see, because this is a rough environment.
Yeah.
This ain't army, but oil field, this is a rough environment.
Yeah.
There's men out here. Mm-hmm. Ain't no dudes out here wearing with a douche knot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
douche knot. This ain't douche knot shit. This is oil field shit.
Yeah.
They'll make your ass walk around with it for a day just to see if you willing, if you got the humility to do it. Mm-hmm. But then they say, well, why you carry? Why is always that? Say, because you a worm. We out here. You got crows, and crows eat worms. Oh, so it's a joke. It's a joke. But then they say, put that thing down. Get your ass up here on this rig. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you single. You ain't never been to jail. You have no kids. You work for Baker Hughes. You know what I'm saying? Now you're not a deckhand. You're not a deckhand no more. Now they training, they crawl because they got stretched so thin when everybody start quitting and leaving. Mm-hmm. Then it spiked back a little bit. So they training your ass to be a motherfucking motor man. Mm-hmm. So now, you done jump from 59 to 66 by taking five steps over to the right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So dude, why are you going to fuck with her? I'm not saying she could be one of the sweetest. She could be a nice person. She could be just as sweet. She could be just as caring. Mm-hmm. She could be just as fill in all the other fucking female colloquialisms that good chicks and hoes alike love to hear. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and fill it in.
Yeah.
She ain't for you.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
And I told him that, and I meant it. I said, "Now you gonna go somewhere with her and do whatever, dinner, this, that." I said, "That's all good and fine, but you don't bring her to no damn in-house function. Mm. You don't bring her." I said, "Because look here, your mama is here. You know what I'm saying? Your mother is here. My mother is here. You know what I mean? Aunties is here." Big Daddy here, all the people. You don't see none of that around here. Hmm. Not in our family. Sorry, but you don't. I mean, I ain't saying you can't go out with her. You just don't bring her here.
Right.
You know, look at all these elders here. Look at all these. I got at least 10 people here that's 65 and older, and all of them are married unless the spouse died. You know what I'm saying? Hmm. You don't bring her around there and she dragging a kid. So, that's not an indictment on her. Who knows? You know, I didn't ask, was she married and husband got killed? You know what I mean? I didn't ask none of that.
Right.
The thing is, this ain't for you. You are responsible enough to make it to 25, staying with a job that like I told him, I can't make you keep the job. I can only get you through the door. It's going to be up to you to stay, mm-hmm. to do. And he's still there. So
good.
You know, dude, you're of a different cloth. You let Pookie, Ray Ray, Danelle, Big Mike, Factone and them deal with her, because that's the type of dude she probably got impregnated by. So let her stay with her. She looking to the point. She like, Big Tone, Fat Tone, Pookie, Ray Ray, Darrell, and them, they ain't gonna do, but she looking at this motherfucker. He live at the other end of her apartment complex in one of the big, what do you call them? The studio suite kind of part in a part, and he lived by himself.
Yeah.
And then I asked him, what school your kids go to? Oh, I don't have no kids. She didn't give a fuck about what kid. She, you know what I'm saying? She fishing. Mm-hmm. This nigga ain't got no kids. This motherfucker leave and he wearing a uniform that says Baker Hughes on it. You know what I'm saying? He yeah. ain't fat. He ain't slouchy. Hell, he look more like you than he do me, and he my motherfucking nephew. But he, you know, motherfucker, I can't stand your ass, motherfucker. Buttermilk biscuit ass. Just stop laughing. No, I'm just kidding. And I said, dude, and just no. You don't put the look the first fish you pull out of the creek, don't put that motherfucker in the skillet.
So let me ask you, is he still with her?
No. Cause I told him then my sister, his mama, I don't know. And I had to tell her, sis, I love you, but shut the fuck up because this ain't got nothing to do with you. Mm. He my son, but he's a man. That means he's bonded more to me than he is to you. Mm. You just birthed him, and you birthed him for men like us. I said, okay, sis, what would daddy say if he was here? Because she's 4 years older than me. Mm-hmm. What would daddy say if he was here? And what would daddy say if he was here? She knows. But you want to change the narrative that you were reared under that got you to where you are. You know what I'm saying? Married with children, gainful employed. You want to turn your back on that narrative. I'm telling you, Sly, the Yaya sisterhood.
Well,
is
let me ask you, why is that then? What?
I'm not a chick. I don't have any estrogen, so I don't understand it.
Okay.
I don't have any estrogen. The Yaya sisterhood is stronger than blood. That's your son.
Yeah.
That's your son. And you willing to save one of the yayas so you can add to the yaya sisterhood, and you willing to sacrifice your son to rear another? Well, all boys need a daddy. She should have thought about that before she got pregnant. Mm-hmm. I said, wait a minute. I said, ain't that your husband? Yeah. So he can counsel him. Ooh, remember? The man that you married to? Fuck you talking about. I said, look, I got a stake in him. Want to know why? If you get divorced, that's no longer your husband, but that's still my fucking nephew. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He still belongs to me. I said, he belongs just as much to me as he does to you. I said, me and my wife could get divorced right now. I'm still your brother. I'm still your brother, whether I'm married or not. Mm-hmm. So you gonna take her over me? Huh? Mm. Bruh, estrogen is a powerful fucking thing. And it's a constant battle. Sly, once you let your guard down one time, that woman that looks at you and smiles and claims that she reveres. Now you love, you know, love and revere is two
different things.
That woman that claims that she loves you, but she may not revere you, will sacrifice you for the sisterhood. We've all seen men get sacrificed for the good of the sisterhood. And they come back out, and the dude like, what happened? Estrogen. I didn't see it coming. That's because you ain't got no estrogen in you. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't have none, but I know it when I see it. Because no why, Sly? It makes no sense. Common sense would tell me that I'm going to protect this child at all costs. Right?
Of course.
You're a woman. You're a woman. You're 58 years old. 57, excuse me. You're 57 years old. We're from Detroit. We don't live there no more, but that's where we're from. But you ain't got to be from Detroit to do fuck shit. You can go to the simplest backwood town and you're going to find a hoe doing some fuck shit. Now, you know how women are. You know, now, how do you know this ain't an act of desperation? That she got this kid, he getting bigger, she getting older, and you know your stock tends to dwindle.
Yeah.
Unless you got finances to both. I say, okay, look at this. Oprah billionaire and won't nobody marry her ass. Huh? No. Look, Stedman, like, look, I'm only a millionaire. I ain't no billionaire, but I'm a man. And he and everybody keep forgetting Stedman had money.
Stedman had money still. Yeah, his money is long.
Got long motherfucking money.
Yeah.
You know, now the thing is, you can be that dude as long if you ain't a big, fat, stinky slob. If you a man of means and purpose, you ain't gonna have a problem getting the check. If you're a man of means and purpose, everybody else, they need something else to get that. This boy, this young man don't need that. He is on his motherfucking game. He on his motherfucking grind. He's good looking. He in damn good shape. You know what I'm saying? Working on this motherfucking rig. He ain't never been to jail. He don't do drugs. And he has no children. Why would you even want a single mother to go anywhere near your fucking son? You rather help out the Yaya sisterhood and feed your son to that cult.
So that's a biological thing, right?
To me?
For women to kind of link with women in that regards. Almost sure. Like, okay. Dude,
chicks are join up with chicks that don't know each other.
For the greater good of the...
Of the sisterhood.
Okay,
now, so that... I ain't saying they sisterhood shouldn't exist. I'm saying men need to recognize it and identify it for what the fuck it is.
Okay, so now, why can't the men... Okay.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, well, why can't the men mirror that tactic and apply it to how they deal with each other?
I can answer that for you. Okay. That's an easy one. Does that shit get past you? No. It don't get past me either. What do you and I have in common? We have strong fathers. Strong fathers. So there is no feminism in my household. Mm-hmm. There's no feminist in my household. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna have nobody in my face. I can do anything you can do. I am woman, hear me roar. I need you to put some air in the tire of my car.
I can't ever recall my father ever saying that word. Feminine. I can't recall him ever saying that word ever.
Exactly. So bruh, that's what you and I have in common. Now, what does the other set? We're the 30% versus the 70%. The 70%. Do you think how many women do you think will raise a child, a boy, on their own and teach him real boy game that will disrupt the flow of women such as herself? There's a few.
Next to none. A smidgen.
There's a few. But the majority of them.
Of course.
Any chick, I don't give a fuck what color she is or what her financial status is, but most of them tend to be blind. But, but I know some out there, if they stand in their face and talking to them, like, what was that? Boys in the Hood, the chick when Ice Cube and it was supposed to be Little and shit, you know, Doughboy and all them.
Two different daddies.
Daddy, look, yeah. Ain't shit, nigga, you ain't never gonna be shit. Your daddy ain't shit. You're gonna be ain't shit just like he is. Can I go now? What the fuck you doing, you fat motherfucker? You ain't got a job. I didn't need that movie. I'm from Detroit's West Side. I lived that fucking movie. Now it wasn't it. And know what my daddy used to say all the time? My mama used to say it. You leave that dirt that you trudged in outside before you do not track that in this house.
That's right.
Because this is my house. You know what I'm saying? You a member of the Taylor clan. You're a motherfucking Taylor. Look at that coat of arms from your great-grandfather. There it is. You're a Taylor. They don't know who the fuck or what the fuck they are. You know what you are because I've reared you and I've taught you everything I know.
Okay, so let me ask you this. The father part of it, is that the main problem between us and them? And I mean,
I think that's the largest problem.
Okay.
I think that's the largest problem. Now, I see that now. But a daughter, because I got girls. I didn't teach them to be a woman. That's not my job. That was the mother's job.
Yeah, that's the man. Yeah.
But my daughters quickly tell you, you've seen the pictures of my kids. They daddy's babies. As the older they got, they came. Now, when they was baby, they was daddy baby. Then when they got in the middle, they mama's baby. Now that they grown, you know, one's 31, the other two, they daddy's babies again. They go, and my mother told me that's going to happen. She said, they're going to go full circle. Mm-hmm. She said, because you're that type of magnetic, you're that type of magnanimous father. You're a hands-on guy. And women, she said, women love strong men. She said, there's some women that love strong men. And you're a strong man. She said, but the bad part about that is your daughters are going to be looking for men like you, and now not too many of you exist. She said, so there's the bad part. And and my oldest daughter, guess what her fiance is? He's a cavalry officer in the army.
Imagine that.
I wonder, were we just talking about that last week? I wonder where she
shoot him up, bang bang, pew pew.
Of all people, why would she choose a cavalry?
She wanted a killer. That's what she wanted. Goddamn, my daddy a killer, and you look like a killer.
When she brought him by, the only thing she told me is he was in arm. That's all she said. And when he come through the door. And I'm looking at him, and he walk in, he just stuck his hand out. Got the proper handshake. Then I gave him the twist with the thumb over. I got the proper handshake. I'm like, okay, now we getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And talking, I say, so what's your 19 echo? Really? Yeah. Okay. Well, I just finished, you know, I'm almost done with OCS. And I got 3 weeks left OCS. And then, you know, they sending me, he going to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and da da da, and this, that, and up. Have a seat. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, but bruh, you know that chick to say, look, you ain't shit. Your daddy ain't shit. You ain't gonna be shit. Just like she's poisoning him. That boy don't know what went on between you and the man that you had sex with to create him.
Mm-hmm.
He has nothing. He's just the byproduct. That's it.
Okay, but the ugly truth is, unfortunately, he's a casualty of war.
Yes, he is. So now you can't expect a boy to rise above that. And he's hammered into that every day. When he leave the house, it's hammered into him on the street. He turn on the radio, it's hammered into him in the music. He turn on the rap videos. The only way I can get a chick that look like that,
yeah,
I gotta do, and this, you know, I gotta do this. But do you need a chick that look like that?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the thing. Want and need is two totally different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a lot of these boys turn out not wanting? Not wanting a chick like they mama.
They go to the extreme opposite of their mothers.
Either they go to opposite extreme or just like her. There's tend to be nothing in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So this boy is already set for failure. Then you got three kids. Dude, I know a chick that live on my street. Me and her brother was the quarterback on our high school football team. I played defense mainly. The only time I got to play offense, tight end got banged up, and we had the lead so far because then I go from strong safety to playing tight end. They ain't throwing me the ball. I'm the blocking tight end and shit. you know, or whatever the hell. Now, bruh, I've been knowing her since elementary school. She got five kids by five different
dudes. Oh.
Not even a match. She got five children by five different men. Okay?
Damn.
Yes. The why, I don't get it. Her father is gone. I almost said his name. He was a straight up dude. Her mom straight up. I don't know how they got so far off the path. You know what I mean? How she did. But anyway, you still, you know, you go out, you club this, that, another, that. You are done. This is your lot in life. But here's the thing. You should want better for your kids, and you don't. Because guess what? Guess what? One of her daughters then already had baby. She ain't married. And her oldest son got two kids by two different chicks.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is it possible to say that's some type of hardwiring in the women to prevent these young boys, like you said, from breaking the Yaya sisterhood? Like, is that could that be like, you know, that's just biology, making sure the woman? Because here's my question: are men expendable?
Yes.
Okay, I agree. Now, I think a lot of problems these guys.
I don't like it, but the answer is yes.
Okay, so what I surmise is a lot of these dudes that have so much friction with our way of thinking are not ready to grasp that or accept the reality that the men are expendable because the women and children are the ones that propagate the lineage or the society.
Mama told them not to listen to men like me and you.
Okay.
They weren't exposed to men like you and I. They weren't exposed. They weren't reared by men. They weren't around men like you and I. They despise men like you and I. I remember was on one of the O'Shea's big chats. Well, can you help me? I told him no. I said, dude, they don't look up to us. I said, O'Shea, Pookie and Ray Ray, they don't look up to us. I said, dude, I'm from one of the roughest hoods on the motherfucking planet. I'll rattle your motherfucking feelings, but I'd rather study this book with you. Mm-hmm. I'd rather, you know, we go through this so you can get a good grade here coming up in history, you know what I'm saying, for your history test. Mm-hmm. That's what I would rather do. Now, don't ask me to help you with math. You need to talk to my sister. She was the math whiz. But, the, you know, civics, government, history, that was my gig.
Uh-huh.
And I said, but I'd rather do that with you than anything else. Now, can I bring them bricks? Yes. Will I bring them bricks as a last, you know, ain't there's nothing else left? Then yes, but I'd rather not. Where you've been taught, okay, you a movie guy way more than I am. Conan the Barbarian. Remember he is a little boy?
Yeah.
Dr. Doom cut his mama's head off?
Yeah, he ain't forgot.
And he was still holding her hand?
Mm-hmm.
They put him on the thing. They made a slave out of him, right?
Yeah, built him up. Yeah.
The grain mill, right? Mm-hmm. The grain, because you know that a lot of people don't know that's a mill. Yeah. Bread was the Middle Ages was bread, and grain do, and that's the trip because you know I lived in Europe. Grain grows everywhere. It's like weeds. I mean, it's just, why do you have grain? Just grew there. I mean, it's everywhere. But anyway, and then remember he got big. Now he's real big, and he pushing the motherfucking thing by itself.
Yeah, because right? He was pushing all the little other kids, and they all died off, and he was the last one. Yeah,
right. So you're the strong.
Yeah,
but he was still a slave mind. Remember when the guy cut him loose?
Yeah,
cut his thing, and he was like, and he looking at him like, go where? You know what I mean? Like, and he, remember, he had to kick him.
That's right.
Kick him and punch him away.
That's right.
Now, Conan could have snapped that man's neck like a twig. Couldn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. He feared him. You know what I'm saying? And he's he don't understand while he's exposed, you know, while he's putting him out. That's the way these kids are when they get grown to the point where mama putting your ass out. And she turned loose this fucking 17-year-old, 18-year-old hellion that she's told his whole life that he ain't shit. You ain't never gonna be shit. And then when they do the crazy shit, what's the first thing? Who the first one on TV wearing a dirty t-shirt with the Jiffy Pop popcorn bag on her head? Bitch probably ain't washed that, but ain't brush your teeth or nothing. And up here, I don't know why they shot Darrell. Darrell was, and he was, my little baby never hurt nobody. But he still got smoked at Bebe's
party. Bebe's party, yes. Yes.
They even tell you in the rap songs. Rappers, yeah. when you ever, the only time you hear a rapper say something about their dad is when they beat a high school dropout. My father had beef, so I tried to knock pops out. But I got tossed. He's the boss. I'm out of there mad because I lost. Now, being on my own is a factor, so I become the neighborhood jack-up. Give me your car. Run your jewels. Make a living of robbing fools. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's it. You know, don't make my nine hang out, because if I do, it'll make your brains hang out. So who do you love to hate? Because I talk shit and down the eight ball? Dude, bruh. They're bred that way. The motherfucking product. I tell people, listen, and then when you get caught and the system drops the hammer on you, the song changes. You know, as long as I was robbing the white, but you know, now I'm in the pen with the soap on the room. What do you say? Oh, God, what did he say? No chance for a rehabilitation, because look at the motherfucking years that I'm facing. Okay, but you knew the game. You gambled and you lost. Huh? Dude, you saw them boys in the hood, the movie.
Mm.
You saw them baby boys. They put it on the screen. They even exposed it to black people that it wasn't, that didn't, wasn't in that game.
Yeah.
They brought it to you. A Menace to Society. What was the movie you and Truth had to straighten me out on with Tupac when he was like, look, Juice? I ain't shit.
Oh, yeah, huh? Juice. Yeah, Juice. Yeah.
Look, man, I ain't shit. And you ain't shit either. And if your mama was here, I tell her that you ain't shit. So which came first? The movie or what he said?
Good question.
And then, yeah, South Central is another one. Old Dog and shit. That nigga was.
Shit, what's his name? Not Old Dog. That was Menace to Society. South Central was, God damn it. What's his name? I forget. His little boy, he was in prison. The little boy was selling dope and shit. And,
yeah, and then he got it. Deuce. The name of the gang was Deuce. He said, I'm his dad. The streets is his mama, and Deuce is his daddy, and yeah. I'm Deuce.
Yeah. OG Bobby Johnson. There you go, Iron Fire. There you go. OG Bobby Johnson. God damn.
Sly, if there's no man there to protect his daughters and his sons from that fuckery, they're doomed. More than likely, you're feeding them to the machine. Explain to me why 70% of black children don't have a father.
I would say now it's become a choice, an open choice. I can't even, how much do you blame the system at this point?
At this point, I don't blame the system at all.
Okay.
And then when people, then the dude that jumped, what's the dude that made Boys in the Hood, Singleton?
Singleton, yeah.
I'm sitting here because I don't watch network TV. I don't watch these awards. I don't watch. I stopped watching that shit years ago. I was in a place where I'm stuck. I'm like, ooh, if I make it 45 more minutes around these liberal leftist motherfuckers, I'm out of here. And then how you going to sit here, Mr. Singleton? I know he's, I think he's dead now. I think, is he still alive or did he die from something?
He's dead.
Yeah. He's dead?
Yeah.
Okay, fuck him. I don't care. Look, but I'm just, hey, I didn't kill him. You know what I'm saying? So I look at it like this. Now, you're going to sit here and talk about love and respect, this, that, and other, respect your elders, parents, this, that, and other, da-da-da, taking care of your kids. Nigga, you made Boys in the Motherfucking Hood. Who made that movie? You did. Who wrote the narrative? You did. Who went out and got the people to play the, you know, each part? And then you did.
Yeah, that was not a feel. There was nothing good about. There was no feel good moments. You know.
You want to come here with this motherfucking bullshit and talk about what somebody should? Nigga, let me go through your catalog, nigga. Didn't you make the blockbuster Boys in the Motherfucking Hood?
Man, and we ate that shit up. Yeah, we ate that shit up. We ate it up.
So, dude, so how the fuck can? But you gonna get up here at the awards and shit and say something counter 180 degrees out from the shit that you put out? That's the same thing I say with these rappers that's talking this shit. Don't do this. Nigga, you built a trap house museum. Fuck you. I don't give a fuck how much money you got. Now, I ain't rich, but I got a little bit, nigga. I don't need nothing from you. I got a little bit.
Yeah.
So, I don't need you, no way, no shape, no how. So here's the thing. But your rap song says this. You know, your rap song, this one over here, what? I'm about ready to put somebody's lights out. I'm getting drunk. Gorge your grill. What do you say? When you see me riding down the highway, if you driving in the slow, bitch, get the fuck out of my way. Right? What do you what? What are we talking about? What about this?
I love that song. No,
bitch, get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way. Move, bitch. Oh my God. Get out the way. But then when you do your interviews, you talking something totally different.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing with Jeezy. He just dropped another album, 20 Pyrex Vision. Nigga, you're 40.
Yeah, exactly. Smile for me, daddy. What you looking at? Let me see your grill. You want to see my what? Your grill. Your grill. Got the bottom row top and the bottom rows go. Even got my Gimp in his motherfucker. I ain't trying to diss nobody, but let's bring it to the light. Gimp, what's the first with his mouth bright white? Huh? You got the butt. I mean, but come on, man.
I ain't even mad at you right
come
now.
Come on, man.
I'm but not even mad.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then you push it. But see, then people, well, you got on the white side too. I said, well, Whitey got in on it. Number one. Number two, I said, but wait a minute. Remember when white parents was railing against Metallica?
I remember.
When they were railing against Megadeth?
Yeah,
they were railing against Twisted Sister. They had to go to court.
Oh my God, that's right. They went to court over that shit. Yes,
they had to go to court. They tried to hang a shooting on Metallica for the song No Remorse.
That's right.
Now I done heard that song a bazillion times. I ain't never thought about taking no gun, going to shoot nobody, cause I listen to metal as much as I do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So Sly, you see black folks, mama and them taking their kids to the movies to see this shit. You see black women loving and revering a man that dresses in a dress and a wig like a woman, and he might makes a mockery out of black females. And black females give him, that made him so much money, he done made his own fucking studio. He's not, he's mocking you, black woman. Who is he imitating? He ain't imitating no black man. He's imitating a black woman. That's you. Now, I'm supposed to reconcile and try to fix that.
Can't.
I'm supposed to try to fix that?
You can't. I don't think you can.
But we bad people, because we won't bow down to the ya-ya sisterhood. You know what I say? I keep telling them, the sisterhood can exist. I don't care. I don't have an echo box though, but they can exist over there. Mm-hmm. Over there. I can't deal with it. You're outnumbered. Now I'm always outnumbered, but I'm never outgunned. I'm never outgunned. Ever, ever. Don't ever think that I'm ever outgunned. Because just when you think I'm outgunned, you're wrong. Okay, and I can always prove it. Bruh. If you say something about it, it comes as you're bashing. That's their go-to word now. Mm-hmm. Bashing. Why are you bashing black women? Okay. But now, you see that last one I just done with them chicks, with all them chicks fighting in the, now what do you see? They done ripped each other's shirt open, titties hanging out. She don't give a fuck. She's still fighting. This big one, I thought, dude, that one, I thought that was Lawrence Taylor with a weed. I'm like, oh shit, that's a chick. Why is Lawrence Taylor out here wearing sweatpants fighting in a thong? Why are you wearing a thong and sweatpants? I'm trying to make the connection. Number one, somebody your size shouldn't even own a motherfucking thong.
Mm.
You know, there's another one. Dump like a truck. Let me see that thong. The thong song. Thong. But you push it. And then chicks, they want to show you the thong because the silver haired dude said, show it to me. Here we go. Dude, how in the fuck you done? Now that video that I showed, it was what, at least 8-9 chicks?
Mm-hmm.
All of them black?
Mm-hmm.
The dude standing around videotaping it, right? Laughing. Oh, we got titties.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They fighting. Old black chick pull up in the car, honk the horn. They break it up. Everybody, why didn't them dudes, all them dudes standing around, why ain't they do something? Because they raised by their mama. They ain't dudes. They're chicks with dicks. Stupid Sly? Really?
We got him.
I've seen that name before.
Oh, he's, yeah. You'd be surprised for everyone that hates my guts. They show be over here lurking.
Yeah. Guess how many channels I go to people's channels I go to that I don't like. None. If you said none, you got the correct answer there. Yeah. But Sly, I can't deal with that. The best way for me to deal with it is to not engage it. Is to let it go. Identify it, recognize it, quarantine it, tag it and bag it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all I'm going to do with this shit. Mm-hmm. Because as soon as I go somewhere and somebody's trying to be friendly, as soon as I see red weave, purple weave, you know, any of this motherfucking shit, oh, what your friend name is? Sly, I'm out, and same thing, and I hate wiggers even worse. I can't stand wiggers. It makes no fucking sense to me. I guess because I like to think logically. It makes no sense. Now, before I forget, Sly, this corona,
heavily flawed individual. Cindy Ashby Productions.
On the Wake Up.